Hello. This is 5 minutes the prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 324. 324. I'm so glad that you're here today, and I know that the Lord has a word for you today, and that is going to influence you and affect you greatly. We're going for a golden scripture from 1 Corinthians 15, from verse 1. It says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain." Now it's forced here to say, you have not believed in vain. You believe in the resurrected Lord. "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures." So we've been looking at how Christ died, and we've looked at the physical events. We're now looking at the revelatory events. So we went to Isaiah 53, where we are looking at what happened in his death by revelation. What the prophet Isaiah prophesied 1,000 years before it happened physically. So we are in Isaiah 53 verse 5, and it says, "But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with the stripes we are healed." So this King James Version. Let's look at New Living Translation. New Living Translation says, Isaiah 53 verse 5, "But he was pierced for our rebellion, crushed for our sins. He was beaten so we could be whole. He was whipped so we could be healed." Powerful. Now, I said to you in the previous scripture, in the previous episode, that this was the price Jesus paid as your substitute. Because when you look at it, the scripture says, when you pay attention, it says, he was bruised for our iniquities, our transgressions, our peace, our sins, our rebellion. So he, Christ, the Messiah, experienced or went through what he went through because of us, not because of himself. Now I want us to look at a few words in there. When you look at the word, "But he was wounded," he was bruised, wounded, bruised. Now let's look at the word bruised. When you look at the Hebrew word bruised, it is called daka. Daka. I know that you know Dakar, Senegal, the capital of Senegal is Dakar. That one has an R, but this one is D-A-K-A, Dakar. And what is Dakar? The proper meaning of Dakar is to be broken to pieces. Now, listen to it again. Listen to it again. The meaning of Dakar is to be broken to pieces. Yes, this was what was done to the Messiah. The Messiah gave up his body. The Messiah gave up his spirit. Because spirit, soul, and body, he paid for you. The payment was not just a bodily thing. It was spirit, soul, and body. He gave them all up as payment for you, and for you to be healed, and for you to walk in freedom. What happened? He says that Jesus was broken to pieces. He was bruised for your iniquities, bruised. And when you apply this Dakar word, it means to break down or be crushed by calamities and trial. To break down or to be crushed by calamities and trials. means to be broken. Daka means to be broken to pieces. So what he's saying is that Christ was broken to pieces. Why? So that you will be whole. You will be mended. He, Christ, broken to pieces. You mended. You made whole. You made whole. He, Christ, broken to pieces. You made whole. You made whole. You mended. Daka. Jesus Christ was broken to pieces. Why? So that you were mended. You were made whole. You see, when he did it for you, that was when you received. That's when it happened for you. Now, when you receive it and you go for it, then it manifests in your life. It's just like I say, I have put money in the bank for you. You don't have to see the cash before you start rejoicing. When you receive an alert from your bank that it is there, that is when you begin to rejoice. And you begin to say, I got it, I got it, I got it. But so, unless you know, you don't understand, Prophet, that what I'm suffering, you know what I'm going through. Listen, how will I know? How will I know God has done for me? You will know when you read, like how I'm reading right now. You are listening to this episode, and I say, Isaiah 53 verse 5 says, Jesus was bruised for your iniquities. And I said, the bruises, daka, it means he was broken to pieces so that you will be mended. Your pieces will be put together. Jesus was broken to pieces so that your body, your spirit, soul, and body will be put together, mended. Oh, hallelujah. This is your story. I'm talking about your story. So when do you rejoice? You rejoice when you read Isaiah 53 verse 5. That's when you rejoice. You don't rejoice and when there is no pay. No, that's not. You rejoice when you see the written word. Just like how you rejoice when your phone receives that alert. You just read it and you are saying, hey, you read it. Did you see the cash? No, you didn't see the cash, but you read it. And it says, it is there for you. In the same way, Isaiah 53 verse 5 assures you that what? Your body is what? Mended. Why? His body was broken to pieces. You are blessed. Bye. Come back for more and share this with others.